Are you looking for a podcast where the hosts keep it real? Then add the Let's Get Cancel podcast to your playlist. This is the official podcast of your host, Casual Ninja. Join Ninja and his co-host as they discuss all kinds of topics. They discuss dating, current events, life in New York City, and a whole lot more. But be warned, Let's Get Cancel is extremely entertaining. The Let's Get Cancel podcast, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Amazon Music, Amazon Audible, Google Podcast, Overcast, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. Add the Let's Get Cancel podcast to your playlist right now.
Let's Get Cancel podcast.
What's up, listeners? Another episode of Let's Get Cancel podcast with Casual Ninja and Bowen Truck in the house.
Yo.
Today's topic. We're talking about, can you turn a hoe into a housewife? Now, should I start this one or you want to start this one?
You can start it, B.
All right, cool. As a man who tried to house so many hoes in my life, I'm telling you, it's not a good idea to do it. Now, can you do it? Yeah, you can. You can wife any fucking hoe. But the reason why I say not to do it is because the whole nature of trying to do something serious with a hoe is only going to backfire on you. I mean, it hurts her too in the long run, but we're mainly just focused on the men's consequence right now. Like, her whole nature basically defies what a meaningful relationship is supposed to be, due to the fact that she'll still need validation from other men, regardless from social media, or just be out there in them streets. And second of all, she's not going to respect the relationship because she feels like, yeah, you're trying to be serious with her, but she got other men out here who can do the same thing she can just trick on, regardless if she fuck them or not. So it's just to wife or to date a housewife.
A what?
It's kind of based, what?
Wait, say that again?
I said kind of, when it comes to dating or wifing, I thought, you know, okay. Whatever. It's basically like a reverse game because to wife her, know how she is, she basically pulling game on you and not the reverse. So you actually lose out in the end because you trying to be exclusive with somebody who's basically public property for everybody. So
community vagina.
Yeah, community vagina. So, and trust me, you know, and don't get me wrong, yes, you got exceptions out there. You got guys out there who don't mind dating or even wifing OnlyFans models.
Super simp.
Yeah, super simp, you know, porn stars, you know, and regardless of what we think about it, if they happy, they happy. Like, hey, to each his own. I don't understand it, but at the same time, it's not my place to. Simp or not simp. You know, so that's basically my take on it. What about you, Trucker?
All right, well, when it comes down to this, you know, you got to realize a lot of, and mind you, I know you said you just want to talk about it from the male side, but I think this kind of goes, I mean, I know the phrase is turn a hoe into a housewife, but I honestly think it goes both ways, but for the brothers that find themselves in this position, it's like, you can't change somebody. I don't care how great you think you are. I don't care how much money you think you got. I don't care if you want to say if it's, if you got it, it ain't tricking. It is what it is. You know, it's the whole mentality base that she may have or he may have towards a relationship.
It's all forms of tricking.
You know, it's just, they don't look at a relationship the same way that somebody wants to be seriously monogamous with somebody looks at. You know, they're looking at the relationship as something that benefits just them, not a two-way street. You know, because, I mean, I've been in that position.
We all have.
In my 20s, and I knew better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you could do as much as you can for this person thinking, oh, yeah, they're going to see that I'm a great person. And, you know, they're going to change their ways and they're going to try to do better for me and in turn, they'll see they're doing better for themselves, but they just don't look at it that way.
Oh,
so when I think about strippers, when I think about prostitutes, when I think about porn stars and escorts, now I think maybe for, and this is crazy, for a porn star or escort to flip that is actually there's some possibility in. Because even though they're selling sex, it's at a different level. Well, you know, you get an escort that might be selling you some ass for the night, but it's just you.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't flipping 10, 15 dudes in one night, like a stripper or a streetwalker. You know, now a porn star, you might see her in a couple videos, but this is like one video. She might have sex with two guys in that video, but because people don't understand how the movie industry works, that scene might have been shot in a week. She might have had sex with one dude on Monday, wrapped that up on Tuesday, started with the next guy on Thursday, and finished on Friday. But all we see is the sex side of it. And mainly because of how fast the impact is on them, because a lot of this stuff that they're doing is public, so to speak. So they'll see the impact of what they do a whole lot quicker. Whereas, you know, anybody that goes to a strip club, you got to be amazed at the fact that you never see these chicks in public like that. You just don't. I don't care how often you go. You just not going to see it in your local Kroger or Stop and Shop.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, streetwalkers, you're just not going to see them. You don't even see the streetwalkers in your bodega. The hood gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it at such a level that the ideology of men declines rapidly. You know, escort. All right. The way that normally works is you're not necessarily paying for sex. It might be implied, but think about the amount of money you're putting out for that. And the outcome that you're looking for from it. I mean, when I think about, and I'm going to just use this highly fantasized movie, Pretty Woman, as an example. He paid her $3,000 over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. $1,000 a day. To stay with him and chill and all of that other stuff. But when you get a prostitute or a stripper, that's like instant gratification. Suck my dick. Let me hit it. Throw that booty on me. Let me touch you. You're spending short money to get a fast outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, when you got these females that are undercover hoes, that's willing to smile in your face. I'm like, oh, baby, I love you. You're the only one. But the minute you step out, somebody else is stepping in. Now, you'd have to be a fool to try to change that into a wife. Now, is it possible? Yeah.
Anything's possible.
But you can't be the one that changes her. She's got to be the one, or he's got to be the one that changes themselves first. They got to recognize that the behaviors that they have aren't going to be conducive to a relationship.
I learned that recently.
It's just what it is. I mean, and usually by the time they change, if it's kind of like I've read stories and heard stories about porn stars that got married. But mind you, it's to guys that tend to be in the same industry.
No.
And then on the other side of that, you got the porn stars that get married, but they get out the business first.
Well, you see, you're forgetting one thing, though. Like, the videos that they make, it's on the internet. It's on there forever.
Yeah, but see, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
She might have did this for 1 year. She might have did 100 movies in a year. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the frequency that people are going to watch it, it's going to seem as if she's doing this shit all the time. But it's public. She knows what's out there about her.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for her to move forward in a relationship, she's got to change what she does. She got to change how she moves. But when you got these undercover hoes, What's public about?
No, it's not. See, the undercover hoes, for example, the one with the nice face, and then they're not going to do nothing. They just the nice people, but on the low, they just out here.
Big time.
Yeah.
And just because she's honest with you about it, what's that mean? She an honest hoe?
The honest hoe's still a hoe. So you just got to take for what it is and just have fun with it.
That's what you should be doing, but you know, again, see, it goes...
I was talking. See, but wasn't I talking a different tone a few months ago, a few weeks ago, even
more than once, bro?
Yeah, more than once. But now, look, I've accepted it. I accepted for it is what it is. So, and now, honestly, I'm just trying to find more like that. You know, on days she's not available.
Like I said, have fun. No man should honestly be looking for marriage until he's at least 35. And that's from an economic standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can't include entertainers, sports athletes, musicians. We can't include them because their money come different.
Mm-hmm.
But for your regular average Joe, and I'm by average Joe, I'm talking about somebody that gets out there and hits a clock. Even if you're an entrepreneur with employees, or you know you've got some type of radical idea that's making you a lot of money, you got to move different.
Mm-hmm.
Because your money's not going to come the same way. Nobody's ever graduated IT college at the top of their class and got set up with a $20 million five-year deal to work at a place.
Nope.
Straight out of college. But as an athlete, yeah, I can get that. I can come out the top draft pick. I can get $20 million over 5 years. Guaranteed.
Thanks. Well, you really could.
And then be broken 4 years after I leave the league. That's a whole different story.
Yeah, I still understand that, man. I mean, like, if I had billions, I get it. You know, I really don't know until I'm actually in that position. But the way I am with money now, and I got a couple of racks, son, I would be living off those millions for years. Years.
Yeah, but see, again, that's where it's different for how they spend their money and how somebody that's actually putting their skills to the test over a longer period of time gets their money. You know, in both examples, you got somebody that didn't have, right? So as an entrepreneur or somebody that's starting their own business, you didn't have, just like the athlete, entertainer, actor, right? Mm-hmm. But when your money comes in as an actor, you might get $5,000 for doing a commercial. That's some big money right there. Mind you, the amount of time you had to put in to make that $5,000 ain't the same as the entrepreneur had to.
True.
It might take him months before he can start bringing in $5,000 in revenue a month. But you're an actor. You did a commercial one time. You made that in a week. So the delusion is there. This money's always going to come in the same way, which is why you got all these athletes get. And this is the part that I just don't get. I mean, I think some of it go back to home training or lack thereof. I'm an NBA athlete. I'm an NFL star. I play for Major League Baseball, NHL, World Soccer League. I'm actually going to go after women that are putting themselves out there on Instagram, OnlyFans. For what? I don't get it.
They notice as men, we're visual. So we ain't fall in love with the idea of them just being ours. But it's just a fantasy.
Yeah, but see, they got the same issue. I got all this money. What makes you think because you got all this money, she's going to pick you if she's super thot?
Well, I did the same thing. You know, like you said earlier. I felt, you know what, I'm a good dude. Maybe she's just in a bad place right now. Once she see I'm a good dude and give all this love and stuff, she'll appreciate it and change. Yeah, and that's not the case. I've always went that way, you know, in most of my, well, in my early days too, did that dumb shit.
But see, the problem isn't with you. The problem is with them.
Yeah, of course.
They just don't appreciate men for what they really bring, the value that a man brings to their lives.
Yeah, until it's too late. Yeah, and now the men that have been throwing themselves at them when they were younger, Now they can't get them because they either got too many kids, they're out of shape, or whatever. It's just like, yo, like you claim to be smarter than a man, all this shit, but you don't see how you screwing yourself over in a long scheme of things.
I mean, I hear it. Get that money. But you got to put that on a time scale.
Yeah.
It's got to be a limit to it.
It's called a fast life for a reason. If you want to do that, do it for a time. But just know and be realistic, you ain't going to be young forever. You ain't going to be moving like this forever. You are going to age.
Yeah, but, you know, the problem is their value system.
Yeah.
They're just thinking about the now. They're not thinking about 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years from now. They're just thinking about right now.
Well, it's funny. Most of the videos I watch between O'Shea, Duke Jackson, and Kevin Samuels, and many others, a lot of, from what I've been seeing on YouTube, a lot of women complain about these successful men not staying in their race. And I just, like, I know that's probably a topic for a different day, but just, like, that's also a double standard, because when our women just date out our race, regardless of if it's Spanish, white, or whatever, we don't care. Us men are the only ones who get, like, demonized for dating any other woman outside our race. But when our women ain't no good, what you expect? It's like you expect a man who's worth a damn, who's worth a lot of money, who's worth his salt, to deal with your bad behavior, bad habits, and take care of you and deal with you because that's what you think love is? That's not realistic.
Yeah, that's because they don't bring anything to the table. Now, I know that statement, bringing something to the table, is a trigger for a lot of people. But, yeah, but maybe we should just change it to a different statement, as in, what value do you bring to me?
Yeah, exactly, because I can get sex anywhere.
Same way they can get sex anywhere. But see, here's the thing. The fact is, we control the portal to relationships. They control the portal to sex.
Yeah.
Which one has more value over time?
I'm going to say relationships.
Facts.
Yeah, because here's what we mean by bringing to the table, okay? We don't mean finances or whatever, none of that, because I'm at a point in my life where if I need to be with somebody for financial assistance to help me pay rent, whatever, that's not a good reason to be with them. No, been there, done that. So, what we as men, we want cooperation, and we want to build and grow, and we want to see that you actually are going to value and protect this home I'm trying to build for us. And if you don't respect the home or my effort I'm trying to build, then it's just gonna be demolished. Like, relationships are really not hard. Whoever's gonna make time for you, they're gonna make time for you.
Nah, relationships are fucking hard, B.
No, I'm in. The whole concept of it is difficult. But I'm saying whoever wants to be there and grow with you, they're gonna be there. There's no excuses. You either grow together or you grow apart. Everything in his life takes work. Ain't nothing free here.
Right, but see, that's the thing with the super thoughts. Everything for them's got to be instant gratification, so they understand what it means to build something up over time, so that one day I can look back on all my hard work and be like, yo, this was actually worth it.
Well, and another thing is, the reason why women divorce more than men, or the higher rate of divorce, is because of women, because they always think there's a better option out there for them, no matter how old they get.
That's facts.
And I'm like, and again, that's not realistic. That's why Kevin Samuels always tell a lot of these women who have children with their fathers, go back to their fathers, their baby daddies. I mean, I get there's exceptions if he's, like, violent or whatever, but at the end of the day, you chose him. You know, and you got to think about the kid. It's not just about you. You don't got, and if you can't be with each other, at least be cordial parents, at least, so the kid don't suffer. But like I said, it's tricky.
Well, see, here's where the real issue comes in. You have to have some type of knowledge of what you're getting into, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you don't go on a job interview for McDonald's and not know what you got to do.
Yeah.
You don't go for a job. You don't go to work in the police department and not have some type of understanding of what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems as if in a lot of these relationships, they don't research or think about the numbers, the timeline of what they got to do in order to make this work. it's the whole Disney concept of instant love. If I tell you I love you today, I'm gonna love you forever. But nobody, but I don't think they're looking at what they had to do to gain that love and what they got to do to keep that love.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, you know how I feel. Love is a verb. You know, I'm on the next level when it comes down. You can tell me anything.
Yeah.
Fuck what you said. I'm watching what you do. So you can tell me you love me, but if you're not doing things that, see, what happens a lot of times is, and this is going both ways. If I'm asking certain things of you, and I'm not getting those things that I'm asking of you,
mm-hmm.
but because you feel that you're doing what you want to do for me, I'm supposed to value what you do. How about I value what I'm asking you to do, and then you actually execute?
Yeah. Because you doing what I tell you to do is showing me that you actually care about what we're doing together.
I don't want to say tell because that sounds kind of demanding. That's why I said ask. So it's like, I'm gonna use different levels right quick. Let's say I'm an average dude, right? And the most money I'm ever gonna make over my lifetime in 1 year's time is say $50,000. And I marry somebody, and she's an average woman, and she might be earning $40,000. Maybe she's earning the same $50,000 I am, right? Because I'm not necessarily in that position to take care of 100% of the bills, I'm not going to expect her to do 100% of the domestic stuff, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I marry a woman that actually has a job, do I really expect her to do 100% of all the domesticated stuff in the home? If you do, that's a little unrealistic. Right. At that point, y'all are building together, so you got to share the burden.
Mm-hmm.
But now if I'm making good money with it, she ain't got to work. She's going to get a part-time job. Right. She still got to pay her own car note, but I'm still taking care of all of the bills in the house. Okay, well, now I expect you to carry more of that load as far as keeping the house clean, cooking, making sure clothes are clean, supporting me when I get home, asking me how my day went. Then I'm expect you to do a little bit more. Now, if I'm making that serious bread, where she ain't got to do nothing, where all she got to do is point at the car, I pay for it. She's home all day. She getting spa days every week. Oh, yeah. You best believe I expect something out of you way more than I would say the average chick on a physical level.
Because
honestly, it doesn't matter how much money a man makes. We still expect the same level of sexual access at all levels.
Pretty much.
But sharing a burden, that's where it changes.
Yeah, so like I said, everything is about levels. So it depends on where you at in life, type of chick you're dealing with. So I think when it comes to relationships, men, especially women, we have to do better vetting our spouse or partner. Because, you know, in most cases, especially me, I've done it numerous times. I'm extremely guilty of this. I will fall in love with the idea of them.
Not who they really are.
Yeah.
See, when a lot of us want to go straight from treating them like they my girlfriend, boyfriend, to treating them like they my wife. Now, my wife, on the other hand, if it was a husband, yeah, I'm going to give you chances because we made a commitment on this.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think in relationships, you got to have a one-and-done mentality.
Facts.
Because a lot of times when somebody's taking advantage of you, that's just who they are.
Yeah.
You're not going to change that overnight. And you can sit and wait and hope that it happens, but a lot of times it just doesn't because they don't understand what you're trying to ask from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got their own ideation, their own value system, and they don't understand that we're trying to do something together. So I need you to be on my page the same way you would need me to be on your page.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that's why, for real, like trying to wife a hoe, it's damn near impossible. Because she's already coming into the relationship with a poor opinion of men. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to say she got a poor opinion of men. She's got a poor opinion of herself.
That too.
And she already knows that she looks down on herself, so she doesn't expect any man to think highly of her as well.
So let me ask you a question, right? How do you feel? So does that also apply to a woman who has a man, but she's sneaking off, you know, fucking her side dude and shit?
All right. See, again, you know, I'm a big stickler to language, definitions, stuff like that. So I'm going to throw this back to you real quick before I give you the full answer.
All right.
If you're not married, what are you?
You're single.
Okay. So if you got a girlfriend, what are you?
You're single.
If you got a fiance, what are you?
Well, that might be a tad bit different. I don't want
to... if you got a... You just said it. If you're married, you're what?
You're married.
I mean, if you're not married, you're single, right?
Yeah.
So just because you got a fiance, what are you?
Yeah, you're still single.
Okay. So when you're single, you move like a single person does.
Okay. But at the same time, on the other half of it, you can't, the person is moving like that, regardless if it's the man or the female, you wouldn't want nothing long term with them or anything serious with them.
Right, but so you got to realize that this whole boyfriend and girlfriend thing over years, this is something new. Mm-hmm. It's not how it's always been.
Okay.
So since most people only understand the reality that they live in right now, it's, again, people don't go and do their homework, their research. You would find out that back when your mom, your grandma was coming up, you didn't date somebody for a year, 2 years before you got married. What's the point in that?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for something that's going to give you stability that you can grow off of. How you going to grow off of your girlfriend and your boyfriend for 2 years? Because y'all live together? Where's the documentation of commitment?
There's none.
None. So at any point in time, either party can get up and walk out.
Well, see, but let's look at it from a gray area standpoint. Two people living together, single, not married, not engaged, not like that. But common marriage, common law. Then what?
How long does common law take?
7 years.
In most cases, and how many states still have common laws on the books?
Now, honestly, to that, that's a good question. I really don't know.
Well, you know, New York don't have it.
Well, thank God for that.
But you know, that's great. But you got to understand, common law was something that was in place when people actually got into long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, that's basically just somebody you decided to date exclusively and move in with.
Yeah.
But this is something I had to learn. I'm not living with a female if I'm not married to her. For what?
Well, I did
because,
that
again, mm-hmm. again, it's the mindset. You just my boyfriend. You just my girlfriend. You haven't made that full commitment to me, so why should I make that full commitment to you? Yeah, I'm going to tell you in your face, a smile on your face, and tell you the only one I want, you're the only one I want to be with. But in the meantime, any dude that tries to holler at me or any female that tries to holler at me, I might just end up giving them some kind of play.
Now, what if you got kids?
Should have got married.
Now, what if you got kids and you're single, but you're still out here doing the same thing?
Male or female?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, what it comes down to is what type of involvement in that child's life do you have? I know when I had my first one, and I had everything set up where I got off Saturday afternoon about between 12 and 2 in the afternoon. And after work, I went straight over to pick up my kids. My daughter and her brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent the rest of the weekend with them. When I did that, I wasn't concerned about a relationship. All I was focused on was making sure them kids was good. That's all I cared about. I didn't care about getting some ads. If that's all it was, I could do that during the week.
Mm-hmm.
But when I had the kids, that was the last thing on my mind. Like, matter of fact, I used to tell the females around me, like, yo, look, I get my kids on the weekends. Please don't even bother calling me because my focus is on them, not you. True. But then, you know, when things didn't go right. But basically what I'm saying is when I had my kids in my life around me the way I wanted them to be, the last thing I was worried about was a relationship. I was worried about them. That's it. And I think anybody that has custody of their kids, that's how you need to move till they get of age. Because up until that point, you're asking somebody else to come in and play a role that somebody else already has.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not fair to the child. Because children need stability in order to become stable adults. But if you're cycling through all these men, all these different women, and this child doesn't get a chance to build a foundation with somebody that has trust and comfort and security with, they're going to have issues when they get old.
True.
So, you know, I hate to say it, but these females out here that have four kids and three baby fathers, it's like, what kind of stability are you really trying to give these kids?
She's not. She doesn't even have it for herself.
Not even close.
Yeah. So.
But, you know, the problem, a lot of the issue is when you look at two-parent households, there's one set of values being directed at that child, but in two different voices, a male voice and a female voice.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a single parent in the household, everything is coming from just one point of view. So they never get the opportunity to bounce what they're feeling off of two different people that have the same direction, but both people might interpret that direction differently.
True.
So, you know, it's just what it is. But, you know, unfortunately, like, and this statistic shocked me when I recently heard it. Last I remember knowing, marriage in this country was at a 22% rate, right? Which, when you break it down into different communities, that rate changes. But overall, right now, the marriage percentage in this country is down to 15%. And part of that is because we got this feminist movement that's telling women you don't need a man. You don't have to worry about a man. You can do it all on your own, but they don't realize that the systems that are in place are designed by men, which makes them feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bottom line is, when you call, if a woman calls the police, who she expect to show up?
Yeah, man.
If she calls an ambulance and she needs assistance, who's she expecting to show up?
A man. Mm-hmm.
If her house is on fire and she needs help, who's she expect to show up?
The fireman.
So without necessarily having a man, she can get all the assistance from a man that she needs. But the only problem with that is we're talking about situations that are not going to come up every day in life.
Yeah.
These are events that happen. And once that event's over, it's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk about the way a dot might look at a man, because she's leveraging her looks, her body, her sexuality, she knows that she can have an abundance, but doesn't realize that all of that's going to catch up to her.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, she might get that good dude one day. She might actually try to, may have changed her ways in her neighborhood. But see, things happen. Like, dude is that good guy. He's coming through. Dude see him, you know. It's literally a guy that might walk up to him like, yo, B, that's your girl? Yeah, that's my woman. What's up? Like, yo, you don't know about her? What you mean? Yo, fam, that chick used to fuck everybody around here. What? Now, a woman's sexual past really shouldn't have no impact on her relationship future.
Mm-hmm.
But it will.
Of course. Like, your past catching up to you. And you might not be like that now, but now it's like because of your track record. Now it's like, now you don't seem trustworthy.
And that's where it comes in at.
Mm-hmm.
But turn a hoe into a housewife? Not possible. Can a hoe be a housewife? Yeah.
Yeah.
But she has to change her ways.
And only if she wants to do it. You can't do it for her.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Nothing you're going to do is going to make her change how she looks. I mean, how she thinks. Period.
Yeah, pretty much, bro.
Don't matter how much money you got. Don't matter. Basically, because what it comes down to is money. Don't matter how much you got. If she don't want to change, she's not going to.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And it sucks.
Pretty much.
Because there's a lot of good-looking women out here, but their value system is misconstrued to the fullest.
Pretty much. Like, facts.
And, you know, I get it. Every woman wants to be treated like a hoe. They want that dirty dick down. That, oh, shit, I got to go to sleep. My legs are shaking. Okay, but is that something realistic for everybody?
No, of course not, especially if you're, like, religious or anything like that.
I don't know about if religion got anything to do with it, because I think they're some of the biggest freaks out here.
Well, all right, we're the biggest pervs.
But again, you're putting a value on something that's really temporary. When you 67, matter of fact, let me not say 67. When you 80, 90 years old, are you still going to be worrying about your man breaking you down?
At that age? No, I don't think so. But then again, you're
probably going to be worried about, can I get out this bed without falling?
No, you still got some other chicks out there who's still getting it in.
Not the same way they did when they was 20.
True.
You ain't got the same energy level for it. You ain't got the same patience.
Well, I'll probably, if I'm 50 or 60, I think my libido's still going to be the same. Probably not as nearly severe, but.
It's not.
So it doesn't matter how many vitamins you take, how much you work out as you get older.
It's not that it's kind of like, what's your favorite food? Well, matter of fact, let me put it this way. When you was in your 20s, what was your favorite food? Absolute. You can eat it every day.
Anytime they made it. I mean, at the time, I guess we macaroni and cheese.
Okay. Do you still eat it the same way you do now?
Hell no.
There you go then.
Okay.
Now, you might still eat that same macaroni and cheese, but you're going to want some little extra shit in it. You might throw some hot sauce in it. Might throw some ground meat in it. Might throw some different cheeses up in it. You want the same thing, but you want something a little bit different in it.
Yeah, for real.
But you can't get that in a temporary relationship.
Yeah, you're right.
You might get the excitement of some new pussy. Yeah. But over time, you're going to want your shit different. Same shit, but a little different.
No, you're right. No, you're definitely right about that, man.
I mean, right now, I know you're having fun. You're supposed to. But over time, think about it. The older you get, the busier you're going to get, the more responsibility you're going to have. When you was in your 20s, you wasn't responsible for shit.
Yeah, true.
You can fuck all day and not give a shit because you got the time and the energy for it.
Can you
imagine being trying to build yourself up to be a successful man, working 6 days a week, 12 hours every day, and coming home and trying to break your woman off something fierce every night?
Nah.
But in your 20s, you could have did it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But it's funny you say that because I was telling my boy, a.k.a. Q, I said, honestly, how I felt in the beginning, would I do the same situation again? I said, no, I wouldn't do the same situation again, especially if I had those type of feelings up front. The only way I would do a situation like I'm doing right now is if I got absolutely zero like feelings for them.
Right now, I would say everybody's got that thing mm-hmm. that's going to make them switch from this is something casual to something I want to build in. And I'm pretty sure for everybody it's something different, even though there might be some commonalities in it. But until you see that thing, and when I say that thing, I don't mean you saw that thing one time. I'm talking about you see this thing as something that's now become a regular occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
That you now would switch yourself over to this is something I want to build in. And it can't be sex. Mind you, sex could be great. But that can't be it. Because the minute that sex changes, what happens now?
And then the same thing that there was hype about, there's nothing there to keep you. No, but, you know, in the beginning, it went from wanting to build something, wanting something serious.
Oh,
damn. I'm talking about for me. No, you can deny all you want. I'm speaking.
But there's new joy?
Yeah, the same shit that I started with. I honestly wanted something serious with that. You might say no, but I'm telling you, I personally really did.
I'm telling you what you told me, fam.
Well,
you remember what you said in the beginning?
Oh, yeah, okay.
I ain't trying to put...
Before I actually got to know her.
Yeah, but see, look at what I'm saying is think about what you thought, how you was thinking going into it.
Yeah, because the reason why I was thinking about that going into it, because I feel like after all the relationships I've been in over the past years, this is just me wanting to stay single, have my fun, and be a player. Now, going into that with different girls I met, I didn't think I was going to meet some girl that was actually was going to be vibing with and feeling whatever.
Right, but see, what I'm saying is you can have a great conversation with anybody. Mm-hmm. But what the question I had asked you was, what value does she bring to you?
None. I mean, other than a good time, besides a good conversation and the laughter and the, a lot of things we have in common.
But you got to realize nothing lasts forever. You got to have more than just that. You know, you got to have certain interests together.
No, we do.
Except monogamy.
Man, which is something I actually want. But since I know that's not going to happen, I'm just taking it for what it is. And if that day ever comes where she brings it up, I'll worry about that when the time comes. But until then, you know, I'm just going
to... Well, hopefully you still got that same energy for that. Because believe me when I tell you, as time goes on, for the most part, that normally goes away.
It's already started for me to go away. Bro, she bought the seat. Well, I'm going to say this off the podcast. I don't want to put anybody's spot out there and nothing like that. But, you know, I'll tell you this when we finish, you know. But, yeah. So, compared to how it was a few weeks ago and month, yeah. You know, that was more of a me thing, more of a me problem. That was me, and as you was right, brother was lonely. He found a good thing. He wanted to make it more than what it was. So
you found some good ass.
But yeah, I guess.
Because she wasn't doing nothing for you besides some good ass. She was validating your ego, your id, your super ego.
Yeah, but the reason why I say it wasn't just sex with me, because I wanted to do more for other than just come over, we do our thing, and that's it. I want us to go out, do shit, restaurants, movies, whatever. And I didn't even tell her that.
Which is why sex is a dangerous thing. Because once you engage in it, it will change your mindset. I told you. Busting a nut, be you male or female, if you ain't in the right state of mind, it'll fuck you up. Because getting a good nut will give you the feelings that mimic love.
Well, you know, I hope one day I actually do experience a genuine love. And I don't mean, I always give it. I hope to actually receive it one day from a female.
Oh, you got to realize relationships are hard. They're not easy. Anything you want, you got to work at it. And that's just what it is. It's not going to be a good ship lollipop every day.
Yeah, of course.
You're going to have your ups and your downs, but you got to have that foundation of, you know what, this little period we're going through right now is temporary. Let me lead with love, and hopefully things turn around sooner than later. Because I never understood, and even in marriages, I just never understood how a man or a woman can go For weeks, months, even years without physical affection.
Like it had to begin from someplace else.
No, I don't know if it's necessarily getting it from someplace else, but it's like I've told females this in my past. Look, if I'm heated and I'm angry, sometimes words with me just ain't gonna work at that moment in time. But you know, it might work touch. I don't mean drop my pants and go down on me. I mean, just hold my hand. That's it. Just give me a hug. Give me some physical contact. Okay. That'll open me up.
Yeah.
Because at that point in time, I'm feeling distant from it. So if you just simply touched my hand, gave me a hug, kissed me on the cheek, give me a soft kiss on the lips, looked me in my eyes, might change a whole lot at that moment in time. And for me, I know it works. But again, when I say it goes back to, if you're doing what I'm asking of you, then I realize that you value me.
Exactly.
But if you're doing what you feel makes the relationship work for me, eventually it's not going to work.
Pretty much. You know, and that's the only thing. So, you know, that's really the crazy part when it comes to dating and relationships.
Yeah, but see, that whole thing, dating is a new concept. People didn't date. People saw something they liked, they went after. Mind you, we're talking about the marriage era where you had to take what was in your immediate demographic. It's your immediate geographic location.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't have a car to go 20 counties over to go meet somebody that you met on Snapchat or some social media platform.
That's true.
You know, you can only get the validation, be you man or female, from the immediate people in your area.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, she ain't even got to leave the house. She could have 1,000 men heading up every day talking about how beautiful you are, and that'll blow up her sense of self. Yep. Make her think she's more than what she actually is. But nobody, none of them think of it in this term. I got 1,000 men hitting me up every day from all over the world, all over this nation, telling me I'm beautiful. But does she ever think, well, how come I can't get one guy in my area to do that? Or 10 guys in my area to do that?
That says a lot.
Now, mind you, there is a serious thirst factor when it comes down to men.
Of course.
Because honestly, as a man, we'll say whatever we got to get some ass. And those are guys that haven't matured to the point where they don't realize, I don't have to say shit. If she's going to give it to me, she's going to give it to me. It ain't going to have nothing to do with my game. But if I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it.
Pretty much.
Because I tell you right now, for years, I've never had a game like that. I've had simple things in place that didn't make me have to have game. And one of the easiest things to have in a big city as a single man, have your own place. Have your own place. That's going to show that woman that you have a value that some other men just don't have. Because right now in New York City, there's a bunch of men in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s that got roommates.
At least I can say I never had that.
Well, I had roommates back in my 20s. Got rid of all that shit. But I said to myself, fuck it. If I got to work a little bit harder to get the way I want to, so be it.
And that's the point where I'm at.
It avoids a whole lot of headache. Now, I understand there's other schools of thought that say different. But if my focus is to work 60 plus hours a week, then I should have enough money to live on my own, save up for my own personal development, and continue to build off of that without having a roommate. Because a roommate's a headache.
No.
Even if it's a relative, it can still be a goddamn headache.
Yeah, facts. Trust me, I know. So, be happy when I get my shit next few months.
Telling you, bro.
Gonna be a whole different experience.
On you, bro. See, because I know how you move, and I get it. You move with a righteous frame of mind. But it's time for you to, and any other man out there, get your own shit, fam. You will move different. Females will move different around you. Because if you got your own place and you say, and during casual conversation when you just met her, oh, you got your own place? Yeah. Boom. In her head, now she's thinking, oh, I can come over and I can be comfortable as I want to.
Yeah, I'm definitely making my place cozy.
I can maybe mimic how I behave at home at his place. Message.
Facts.
So she like to be naked at home, and you got your own place, and she come to your home, what's she more likely going to do? Be naked.
Exactly.
So. But it is what it is. But bottom line, can't turn a hoe into a housewife. If you are, you're a fool, or you just want to be a sugar dad.
Or a super simp.
Super simping.
Super simping.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was a good conversation, man.
Or as my generation and those before would call it, use a sucker.
Or a trick.
Yep.
That's it. Bottom line, guys. That's the podcast.
For sure.
Till next time, we'll holler at you. And happy holidays.
Yeah, you know I ain't going to say that.
Yeah, I know. Happy Lucifer.
Yeah, enjoy Christmas. Your pagan holidays, people. Yeah, happy big ups to Nimrod. You know what I mean? Big ups to Santa Claus, all that.
Uh-huh.
Give that economic push every year, y'all.
Yep. I don't need a white man breaking into my house because he's already fucked me from a distance. It's called taxes.
Shit, it ain't even that. Well, I'm not trying to give no praises, no pagans. There's one most high. And from what I've read, ain't nothing in there about December 25th.
You know what? That should be the next podcast, Pagan Holidays.
Ooh, that's going to be good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Especially when people hear about Easter, a.k.a. Esther, and the fertility rituals during that period.
Yeah.
Because, when you think about, real quick, the symbology behind some of these so-called holy days.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas. Oh, like they said when I was in Catholic school, Christmas is short for Christ Mass.
Yeah.
Meaning on that day, we have a Mass celebrating Christ. Well, according to the Most High, you shall have no other gods before me. So by celebrating Christ, we're putting Christ before the Most High. That's sacrilege. That's sacrilege. True. But when I think about the tree and the reindeer and fat white dude coming to my house with gifts and the mistletoe, and when I think about Easter and a bunny and eggs, it's like, huh? Because you know why the bunny is in there for Easter, right?
No.
Well, I know you heard the term fuck like rabbits, right?
Yeah.
And what happens with rabbits? Rabbits reproduce quick, fast.
Mm-hmm.
Egg represents the meaning of the sperm and the egg to create life. But that's what's pushed during these holidays. It's not like we're watching commercials. Hey, Christmas is coming. How are you going to celebrate the Messiah?
True.
There's one Christmas show that comes on every year that discusses the Most High. You know what it is?
Charlie Brown.
What's Charlie Brown got to do with the Messiah?
I was just guessing.
Okay. The Little Drummer Boy.
Okay, yeah.
That's the only one.
In that
story, you got the three wise men.
Nah, I was going to say, before you go in depth, let's save this talk for next week. All right. You going in. All right. There's some things I want to bring up to about this. All right, y'all.
Peace.